The Voices.Earth podcast series is brought to you by the .Earth domain. In each episode, we shine a light on organizations and individuals who are part of the growing .Earth tribe, as well as those outside of our tribe who are all making our planet a better place. In this Voices.Earth podcast interview, we are speaking with Robert Lorigan, who is the founder of InsideOut.Earth, which is a new organization that aims to help people to break free from limiting patterns of mainstream discourse and events of the past. And Robert, how are you doing today?
I'm very well, Matt. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you so much for joining us. And let's start at the top, if you don't mind. Tell us a little bit more about Inside Out, your mission, how the idea came about, all that good stuff.
Yeah, look, it came about from my wife, Julia, and I. We started the website. We've been developing ourselves for a number of years, so it was more of a personal journey. And we got to the point where we just wanted to make it our life, I guess. And we got to the point where we wanted to share. And Inside Out was born from there, really. In terms of the mission, I think it got to the point with us that we were sort of looking at the way we lived and what was important to us, and what was really important was trying to find a way to spend time with our family and the people that we love, I guess, like everyone. Though as adults and parents, your time is really limited and you end up following careers and getting taken away from the things that we thought were really important about life. So we've been working on, we wanted to fundamentally change that in our life. And I think a lot of people do as well. I think with technology, you can see that all over the internet, that people are really interested in personal growth and trying to change their life and to live their life. And I think that was the fundamentals of Inside Out.
That's fantastic. And what I think is pretty special about you all is, you know, a lot of people want to start their own businesses online, and it might be something, I don't know, you know, be an accounting consultant or a marketing consultant, but you all are bringing something a little bit different to the table. And I know you're going to be launching some programs. I think one's about conscious language, meditation program. And I talked a bit at the intro about breaking free from limiting patterns of mainstream discourse. That's some really fascinating, cool stuff. That's not being a marketing consultant. So if you don't mind, tell us more about some of these programs that you're developing.
Yeah, look, I think at the core of us, we're pretty idealistic. And I think when you go on a consciousness mission or a personal growth mission, you become more idealistic and you get to the point where you say, why not? This is achievable as opening a shop and selling boots or anything. And in terms of the programs, they're pretty much designed around what we've been learning and what we want others to be able to take on board to help them do exactly the same thing. I mean, if you look generally at the core of most people's practice is some form of meditation. Probably the first program that we'll have on the website, which we'll have available for free in quite the near future, actually, it is a meditation program, and it's something I'm posting about at the moment. Meditation, most people know as, you know, it's a solitary practice of 20 minutes if they're lucky, or 10 minutes in the morning, maybe in the evening. And they're trying to remove distraction and get to the point where they just are and they can, you know, really, really be in the moment and be at their best and get connected with everything. My thoughts for this program was to, how do you actually make that work realistically through the day? Because even though I might be doing a meditation in the morning, I then hop on the bus and then I go to work and then I'm involved in all this discourse and people complaining or talking about whatever's going on TV or whatever's going on in their own lives, their problems. And it's very easy to forget about how connected you were in the morning and sort of lose the momentum. And I think a lot of personal growth is about spotting momentum and understanding how to keep it. And I think this meditation idea is to look at, I'm posting it over 21 days. So I'm selecting 21 moments from 21 days and going into, it could be making a coffee. It could be my commute on the bus. It could be dealing with an unhappy client or customer. It could be anything, but it's about trying to find ways in these situations where you can get yourself back into that similar meditative state where you're conscious and connected and grateful. And you can really feel it in, you know, circulating throughout your whole body. So at the end of the 21 days, I want to piece it all together. And this is what I'll post as a program. So it'll be a collective way of how to look at your whole day. So there will be some practical elements in it, some practice. And I'm quite excited about it because it's a bit of an experiment for me personally to make my full day conscious. And I'm hoping that that's going to be a really interesting program to set, sort of launch for Inside Out. So that's, I guess that on the meditation side, that's where it's going to begin. There will be some free meditations, and in time that will grow over the website. The conscious language program, I guess, was born from that meditation idea. So language, I guess we all think about like what we're doing now, talking. I think a lot of people are aware of the language of energy now. In movies, they call it subtext, which is an interesting parallel. I think the whole idea of conscious language is about our energy. So it's on a much larger scale. I don't have a timeline for when this is going to be complete yet, because as you mentioned, we've just launched and we're just putting things together as they come to us. But your conscious language is about getting back to that very core idea of being really, really at the truth of yourself and looking at your energy and how that speaks for you and how that affects other people. So how you communicate through your energy is very important in fact, how the results you get in your life, going back to momentum and some of those other things I've just mentioned as well. So they're the two key areas we're looking at the moment.
Fantastic. You know, I love the concept of the meditation program, because I think you're right. Most people that meditate, myself included, my 10, 15, 20 minutes in the morning, then you get on with your day and then it kind of fades. Reality creeps in and just real life, it hits you. So I think that's a fantastic program. I look forward to checking that out when that's live.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah. And then also, too, it seems like maybe over the past 3 to 4 years, and I think it's still happening now from what I'm seeing, is that there is a trend going on now where people are seeking wisdom, enlightenment through meditation, consciousness expanding practices. There's tons of meditation apps. I mean, everybody seems to be getting into this, which is a phenomenal thing. But why do you think this trend is happening now? Just as human beings, we're just tired of being bombarded with negative messages on our iPhones, and we need some of truth and clarity. You know,
I think, yes, I think so. I think technology is playing a big part on positive and negative side. On one side, you are bombarded with stuff all day long. So it's no longer, you no longer write letters and put them in the post to people. It's like you're bombarded constantly all day long, which can be really tiring. But on the good side with technology, and which has enabled, I think, personal growth in a big way, is the amount of information that's available to you, as you just mentioned, the amount of meditation. So it's maybe, you know, in the years of the 1960s and 70s where yoga became quite a big practice, it was maybe not seen in the West as very credible and it was a bit airy-fairy. And I think in recent years, it's become really credible. You know, there are practitioners from all walks of practice, not just meditation and yoga, but people helping you to think different ways. The connection of psychology with personal growth, with science, with personal growth. So it's become a lot more credible. But I think at the heart of it is, with people seeing all of this, they start asking themselves the question, am I happy? Am I having a happy life? Am I content with the way my life is? Do I get to spend enough time with my family? So they're starting to say, well, why can't I change my life? You know, we're still living in an educational model and a societal model, I guess, of go to school, learn how to read and write, do mathematics, learn how to do a single job, go do that job for your life, make sure you're secure and safe. But nothing in there is about personal happiness, personal growth, that connection with other people, that connection with the world around us. And these are actually the things that make us happy. And I think the world's got to the point where they're just questioning that. And I think, excitedly, whilst it's not in mainstream education yet, you certainly see it in, you're seeing it filter into education. Even in our son's school, he's 6 years old. He's in an excellent primary school. They're really creative and they're thinking about mindfulness and ways of getting children to interact and breaking down stigmas of all kinds of things, which is, it's just really interesting. So I think combination of all those things, but replacing maybe the old model of living and looking for ways to become happier. I think that's at the core of it.
That's great. What a phenomenal answer there. And it's pretty amazing. At my kids' high school in their health class, they actually do a 10-minute meditation every day. When my daughter told me about that, I was just completely excited about it. I think that's great. So it's starting to break through, which is phenomenal. So it'll probably just continue on this trajectory, which would be great.
I hope so. And as the community gets bigger, that's when decisions start filtering in from, you know, infrastructure and communities and governments down the track, who knows, educational systems, because it's going to be following the trend of its people eventually. So I think it's got to start at the grassroots and grow from there.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's shift real quick, Robert. Obviously, your website is insideout.earth. What a great domain, of course. You're a .earth domain user. What made you all choose to use .earth for your website?
I think maybe it's synchronicity. I think it kind of chose us. I didn't actually, I must admit, when we were setting up the domain, I wasn't fully aware of .earth. It's obviously quite new and still quite small. But then when it was one of the offerings that came up to us, we just looked at each other straight away. It's like when you're naming a child. It was just instantaneously. We thought this just seemed right. And since then, and obviously you're doing podcasts on all the domains, it's just really interesting the kinds of people that are attracted to it. It just, yeah, it seemed to choose us.
Oh, that's fantastic. And you're right. With this podcast series, we've seen all types of organizations from, you know, geospatial technology companies to yoga practitioners to green companies to scientists, artists, photographers. It's pretty, I guess, you know, the earth is very expansive and so can the use of the .earth domain name as well. And that's really great to hear your take on it. And I love the concept of synchronicity and just knowing when you saw it is really awesome. You know, we talked about the future a little bit in terms of meditation, enlightenment, and consciousness expanding practices, but what is your future vision for Inside Out?
Well, I think I touched on the idea of being idealistic and sort of running this company fearlessly, I guess. The company itself is an experiment of that whole idea. I mean, we would really, apart from what we've discussed already, I mean, we really want to be advocates for change. So advocacy is hopefully something that we'll develop as we expand. We obviously do want to expand. There's just the two of us at the moment. So there's a long way to go. And I think we'll be led by the results. And that's sort of how we keep our eyes open and just keep that sort of natural progression of momentum and that flow going and see where it takes us. But yeah, advocacy is a big thing for us. And that, and by that, I mean, advocating for change in education, I think that's just a really, really important part of our future to get our children synced in with some of these ideas. Because I don't know, I just think for the reason we've just spoken about it, just it's already taking hold. We would love to be a part of actually pushing that on a larger scale. So that's something for us.
That's fantastic. You know, Robert, it's been a pleasure speaking with you today. Is there anything else to add or anything we may have missed today?
I just wanted to say thank you very much. Just really grateful and spreading the word of us and the other .earth domains. So yeah, thank you very much, Matt. Thank you for your time.
Sure, absolutely. Our pleasure. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Voices.earth podcast interview with Robert Lorigan, who is the founder of InsideOut.earth. And as we discussed, Robert's organization is new and it aims to help people to break free from limiting patterns of mainstream discourse and events of the past through conscious language programs and meditation programs. And Robert, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you for listening to this segment. .earth is a real live internet domain that anyone can use. Listeners can go to our Voices.earth site to find out what others are doing with their unique .earth domains. Through Voices.earth, you can also secure your own .earth domain name through all major registrars.